Tidia wate mwa pumula pigo. Mwambale mwye lalai.
This is one of several songs around Freetown at the moment. Here, musician Lansana Sharif, alias Steady Bongo, admonishes people in his native Mende to take part in what he calls the blind warfare, as the Ebola virus is invisible. One of the country's leading female musicians, Maki, calls for unity among her compatriots in the Ebola fight.
ABC! ABC. Wait for the meaning. Wait the music drums. This is not true talk from the heart, because this thing don't wanna win.
Here, the country's first blind government minister, Mustafa Bai Atila, shouts out the message that's on everyone's lips. Avoid body contact, or ABC. In this call to arms, he wants all to keep the virus at bay by using chlorine, Dettol, and other disinfectants, insisting that as much as giving out the message, he tries to uplift the spirit of the public.
Ebola itself, it's a somber thing, but we don't need to make songs that are going to just make people more bored, more downbeat, feeling sorry for ourselves. We have to rise up and fight the challenge, fight this battle against Ebola. The medical aspect of this fight will only succeed if we collaborate it with the social aspect of the Ebola sensitization.
But let we come together and fight this disease. They say prevention is better than cure. To save yourself.
Perhaps this is the most powerful voice so far from the artists, from arguably the country's best-known musician and movie actor, Jimmy B.
You cannot say, okay, they're not getting the message. You got to continuously putting out the messages out there. You got to use the people that people can identify with, because most times, you know, people don't have respect for politicians. They don't listen to politicians. You cannot use a politician to go and get a message across. You understand? Use people that the masses can identify with. Sierra Leone is the only country I have. And I believe that it's the most beautiful country on planet Earth. We fight, we combat this disease, and it will be a thing of the past by God's grace.
Or anybody where you know, don't die. Call the authorities then, or let them come and take care of your body.
But are the messages really sinking? A question for music producer and social commentator, Emery Savage, a.k.a. Kingfisher.
If the whole thing was coordinated, it would have been better. Most of those artists, they want to give. They want to support the fight against Ebola. In doing their own song, sometimes they get the messages wrong. Sometimes it's just repeating the same thing. One thing that has been a long-running battle that we've been fighting as music producers is the fact that Sierra Leonean radio DJs, they don't actually like to play Sierra Leonean music. Even with all of these Ebola songs, so I'm not sure they are really making the impact.
Coordinated or not, the songs keep being churned out, and many agree that some of them leave the public more confused than educated.
Ebola est là. Il faut se protéger.